we got to get through this because there's a lot today in our beloved.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Oh, Starbucks CEO.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Howard Schultz says in an interview with Gail King. Gail's become the new confessor.
True.
You got to go to Gail to get absolution on things because she'll take it to Oprah to see if you'll be forgiven.
Oprah's the official, is that apology accepted in the world
right.
kind of person. And yes. So, yeah, the apologies come to her.
So you got to go to Gail, you got to plead your case, mm-hmm. and then Gail takes it to Oprah, and then they render judgment at some point.
Yes, I think that's exactly how it works.
You used to have to go to Matt Lauer, but not anymore.
No. He may go to Gail now
and
to go to Oprah and
inside.
Come back. Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. He says he's ashamed and embarrassed after the two guys. I don't know anybody in America who doesn't think that this. I mean, you'd have to be literally a clan super grand dragon.
I know it.
To not see that how
something
stupid
wrong.
And bad this thing is.
That's true. And how much stupidness sort of piled up on top of each other.
Right. I mean, right. And even the Philadelphia police, the police are like, they're like calling all these guys and they go, what did you do? Why are you cuffing these guys?
They
were there for 2 minutes.
I know. 2 minutes after they entered the store, 911 was called and police were sent to the scene.
We got two black guys in the store right now.
That's all. That's all we want to report.
Send SWAT.
I'm hiding in the closet.
Even where's the 911 operator?
They're still here.
Wait, two of them?
Get all of the white people looked at
My
them funny
God.
And they're still here.
Get out of there.
They're waiting for a meeting. Okay. They're sitting here.
Likely story not.
Haven't ordered anything.
Like they're waiting for a meeting.
We're on the What happened to my thing here?
Yeah, you need your thing in order to do this. Order to show the lunacy of exactly
yes.
what happened here.
I can't even... It takes me more than 2 minutes to decide if I want the venti or the grande.
Right. That's true. Exactly.
I'm like, how many pumps goes in that? Because I'm watching my sugar.
That's true. A gross misunderstanding, they say, of our policy. So,
I would say so.
That's not your policy?
Yeah, I don't know. It's the worst. It is just the worst. Right. I mean, at what point do you stop and you got what? I see the whole chain of events is so stupid because you got to get these two guys who are sitting down, right?
Waiting for a meeting. They were there for 2 minutes.
2 minutes! And the other guy shows up and he's in line and he's watching his buddies get arrested.
That's right. While horrified customers are saying, what are you doing? We saw this whole thing happen and the whole thing, there's nothing, they didn't do anything.
He's like, so you don't want this coffee anymore? What am I supposed to do? I paid for it. Dude, I'm getting arrested.
Yeah.
We're in the cooler right now. I didn't even know we had a cooler here, but we're in the cooler. I've actually crawled into the cold case because there's two black guys in the Starbucks, and they're just sitting there, and I don't know what to do. They're not buying anything. They're not even wanting to say they're going to have a meeting. I mean, what black guy has a meeting?
Yeah, sounds like a huge violation.
Excuse me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And then the cops! The cops are there! I mean, is it that the guy said, hey, why are you arresting us? Because, all right, wait, hold on. Here's Howard Schultz.
I first saw it on Friday. I couldn't believe it. I was sick to my stomach. I was embarrassed. I was ashamed. This is the antithesis of the values and culture of everything Starbucks stands for.
It stands for, yeah. You founded this company to foster human experience.
Yes. So this was an anathema to me. However... it's undeniable when you look at the tape that we are responsible, that I personally am responsible, and we need to address it with transparency and honesty. We all got on a plane and came to Philadelphia.
And they were in a Starbucks in Philadelphia doing the interview.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. You know what? Let me... Okay.
Does Gail need to go to Philadelphia for that apology tour? Does she need...
Well, Oprah shall deem this to be unjust.
Okay. Has Oprah weighed in yet, to our knowledge?
Well, we'll know. We'll get a sign, actually. She doesn't actually
sign
do it. We
God.
Get a sign. There'll be a sign in the skies that Oprah has weighed in on this. It is the height of stupidity. And then when the cops get there, mm-hmm. I mean, we had we started talking about this a couple of days ago. We had a Chicago police officer call us and say, you know, the first thing we do is we walk in there, we go, we're not your bouncers. So you got a problem, you know, ask them to leave. But I mean, again, and asking them to leave, because I mean, Kevin, who is the whitest man alive, yeah. I would like just to point that out.
Tough to deny that.
Yeah. When you Google white guy, his image is the first one that comes up.
I don't know exactly what that means, but I agree with you.
Yeah, right. And I mean, if Kevin could go into any Starbucks in America, uh-huh. and he could sit for 18 hours
could live there.
And not buy anything, right.
Can I smell your food?
As long as he had a laptop, it just didn't matter what he did. I mean, he could sit there. No one would ever stop him.
Well, the cops said they misunderstood the policy, that the policy of the store they thought was that if you don't buy anything, you make a purchase or you have to leave. And that's what they're standing behind. In a news conference this afternoon saying their officers were told that was the policy. So they thought it was okay.
He just couldn't walk the guys out, though? You have to handcuff them?
He said they tried, this is what their story is, they tried for about 10 minutes to negotiate with the men in an attempt to get them to leave
right,
the store.
Right, okay. Well, see, the confrontation has then thus begun.
I know, right.
And then you're like, okay, when the other guy shows up for the meeting who was in line behind the Starbucks.
He's like, hey, I'm over here.
Well, sit down and have your meeting.
No, don't get up. Save those spots.
Oh, geez.
You know those.
Oh, God, now they're having a meeting. They're having a meeting.
Stay in the freezer.
I don't know. We're staying in the freezer. I don't know what they're doing in the meeting. It appears that they're discussing something about money. I don't know. Please get here as soon as you possibly can.
It's got to be bad.
It can't be good because one of them's nodding. One of them's nodding now. Yes. Another one. Another one's saying, oh, yeah. Oh, I think they just gave each other a bro hug. Get over here quickly.
The horror of it all.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, thank God it's in tape, because now, you know, they're doing something about it.
All right, here are the two guys, Rashawn Nelson and Dante Robinson. Here's what they told to Good Morning America, which apparently now you go to Stephanopoulos for this part. Or Robin Roberts. You go to Robin Roberts for this part.
That's where
as opposed to Gail King.
Yeah.
Gail King can get you to Oprah. Robin Roberts can't. No. But she's got her own sort of sainted thing that she can do.
She does.
What do you want to see happen here, Dante?
I want to make sure that in this situation doesn't happen again. So what I want is for a young man or young men to not be traumatized by this and instead motivated, inspired.
And what do you want, Rashawn?
You know, take this opportunity as a stepping stone, you know, to really stand up and, you know, show your greatness and that you are not judged by the color of your skin as our ancestors were or anyone else.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good for him.
Okay.
Now they're having greatness. Now they're discussing their own greatness. Oh, God. How long is it going to be before the police are here?
2 minutes, apparently. No, actually, it was more like a few minutes more, but thank God they called 2 minutes later before they figured out.
Just call my family and tell them I love them.
Oh, gee.
I'm going to start a Facebook Live. I got to get this out there.
What's the Wi-Fi password?
They're asking for the Wi-Fi password now.
I got no service in this cooler.
They're going to stay forever.
That's the worst. Just the worst. All right.
At least maybe they had a Frappuccino in there.
Yeah.
That must be what they put in the cooler.
Starbucks for life right now. Mm-hmm. All right.
Number four.
You should see what happens in Chicago in the Starbucks. I mean, it's the damnest thing. I mean, it's sort
it's
of
hard
like
to relate.
Right. I mean, literally, there's a guy who is picking his own feet in the Starbucks across the street from us. Right. Who's sitting there? He has not bought anything. People have bought stuff for him. Yes, but he has not bought anything, and he's in there, and it's like his toe is coming out of his shoe, and then it's Chicago.
I know.
Right. This is what goes on. It's okay, and we don't care. They might scare some of the tourists, but that's okay.
Welcome to Chicago.
The tourists are the only ones that actually talk to him.
Right.
We're used to him by now.
Are you okay, sir? And he's got
do you want to pray?
One toe festering through his shoe, and he's got a pit bull snarling next to him, and you're like, yeah, it's fine.
That guy does go in the Starbucks. You're right. I see him there all the time.
And then
he swaps out with the other guy who has the same signs about Betsy DeVos outside.
Yeah.
Then he goes back in.
I just love when the guy goes, working on lunch. I'm like, me too, man. Me too.
All right, here we go. Checking in at
number four.
FBI Director James Comey appeared on CNN's The Lead with Jake Tapper. And Jake Tapper, you know what? I want to ask questions that nobody else has asked here.
Do you have a general sense of how that investigation is going to end up?
In some respects, I did at the time, but not completely. I suspect that the team that's investigating it now has a general sense. I have no idea what that is. But again, it's a general feeling that on the current course and speed, we're likely to end up in this direction or that direction.
And where did you think it was going to end up? Did you think it was going to end up with people around President Trump being found guilty of conspiring, aiding and abetting with Russians?
I can't say. I've left that out of the book for reasons that are should be obvious. I can't talk about classified information.
Okay.
Fair enough. Did you see how CNN was promoting that, though? Comey hasn't talked to anybody until he sat down with Jake Tapper.
He's talked to everybody. He's talked to everybody.
He hasn't been interviewed until he's been interviewed by Jake Tapper.
Right.
Apparently he was interviewed. Because we didn't get anything new out of that. We didn't.
By the way, if you'd like to hear our interview with him, you can go to WGNradio.com.
Where can they find it?
At WGNradio.com.
Perfect.
Yes. Because he did. He had talked to us 2 days before he talked to Tapper.
Take that, Tapper.
Take that, Tap. Yeah.
Well, they obviously had to fit you in.
Tap this. Yeah, they eventually got to you. But the Roe Contra with Anna Vlantis gets priority. All right. Let's see here. What do we have? Judy, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Fly to the front of the line at LitFest on June 9th and June 10th with a Fest Pass. Get yours before they're gone. Printers Row, litfest.org/FestPass.
All right. Checking in at
number three.
Officials in Minnesota say there will be no criminal charges in the 2016 death of Prince. Prosecutor says investigators cannot figure out how the musician obtained the counterfeit Vicodin laced with fentanyl that killed him. And obviously it had sickened him before, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Remember he had the emergency landing and everything before that?
Yeah, I do remember.
All right. Well, the news conference, they say that they're disappointed in the outcome, but the prosecutor saw this coming.
I've always knew it was going to turn out like this, just because of the players involved. So I feel like law enforcement did all that they can do. I'm going to stay consistent in the way that I've always been, that I'm not going to believe all of the stuff that happened at the very end of his life. There's got to be some reason why, and someone should be held accountable for the fentanyl in there.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was his cousin. That's a family member right there.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a ton of like direct family here involved. That's one of the issues. Everybody's trying to grab a little bit of something. And interestingly enough, today, the original version of Nothing Compares to You, done by Prince before he sold it to Sinead O'Connor, was released.
Oh, I love that.
It's been 7 hours and 13 days since you took your love away.
How about that? All right.
Can't get enough of that.
All right. Checking in at
number two.
A stinking trainload of
number two
is causing a nightmare for residents in a small Alabama town for 2 months now. It's the poop train.
Yuck.
It sat idle next to the Little League fields.
That's not right.
No! In Parrish, Alabama. Oh, no.
And it stinks if you listen to all the interviews.
There's only 1,000 residents in this town, but they are all sitting downwind of the New York City sewage that's on board this train. Apparently, New York City offloads its sewage and sends it to Alabama.
Via train?
Yes.
Who knew that?
Yeah, well, we do now.
Yuck.
How are they supposed to get it there?
I always hated that New York City. New York City?
Oh my God. The town where the dried sewage cargo is transferred to trucks and taken to a landfill. An injunction barring any more of New York City's poop is being, now being enforced.
Good.
Yeah.
Number two.
Oh,
thanks.
God. Mayor Heather Hall. This poor woman. She's the mayor of this town. Everybody knows her, right? She was confronted on camera by residents who were very upset.
Okay, they didn't work it that hard to get it in there, so why is it that hard to get it out? I'm saying it's a question.
I know. It feels like they're picking on us, right?
But you know what? It's taking so long.
It's taking a lot longer than we had thought it would, but I can't snap my fingers and make it disappear, you know?
Maybe they shouldn't have been here at all.
I agree. Which
would have been right there where I live.
It's just like another hardship that the town of Parrish has to deal with.
Because like you said, the first time you Google Parrish, Alabama,
you're going to have poop train.
Why is there music? Why are there club music playing in the back of that?
Yeah, where's Boris?
I know, Boris nothing. Is like, hey! Hey!
Boris, we need you to produce a segment about a train full of poop. Can you do it for us?
I am bringing, I sell poop from New York to Alabama. When you ask Boris what he does next time you're with him, Violetta, you might find out that's what his business is.
I think he does transport stuff.
I'm involved in transport of human waste to Alabama.
Those poor people.
And finally, he said,
number one.
Jimmy Kimmel has some ideas of where the president can meet Kim Jong-un.
That's supposed to happen in May or June. He told reporters there are five possible locations being considered, which are Mongolia, Stockholm, Geneva, Seoul, and the Dave and Buster's in Pasadena. That would be fun. Whatever keeps them loose, you know? I think they should meet at the top of the Eiffel Tower. I mean, if you're looking for a place for a first date, it doesn't get any more romantic than that.
All right.
Nice.
Lock it up.
The top five at five.